Morning, Rabbi.
Morning, Bechtov.
We started last week. Hilul from the Fosuk V'yamud Pinchas. Generic word. What we use. That's the generic word we use. We use for tefillah. We saw two aspects of that last week. I just want to count here where we hold it. We're up to. We've done one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. We're in the eighth. We're in the eighth of the Lashonis of Tefillah, Pilul. We said that's the generic word for Tefillah is Pilul. Want to see how you translate it? Yeah, prayer. Okay. Pinchas stood and prayed, and I prayed Vespalel. Tefillah, the simple. Without thinking about it too much, tefillah means prayer. That's the whole nothing we're busy dealing with. And we said there's two aspects. There's the aspect of too much moises, let's say. The one is from Loshen Beplilim, Loshen Dinim, Dayonim, Mishpot. And the other one we saw was Itrabrut. Coming together, Kamoshikosu Vinafilti Elokim Vinipalalti. So there's these two seemingly opposing Shatim Mashmoisim from the word. Dino Mishpat Mitzarechad and the other one of Hitchabrut. And we said that included in this obviously is that's why everything in Tefillah is included in this concept. That we saw from the Rambam, I'm just going over what we did last week. We saw from the Rambam, There's this closeness, this kesher, this dibuk we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rama says, and if you want to strengthen it and grow it and develop it, so you have the rishus to do that. And if you want to slowly, slowly weaken it until you disconnect the gamre, that's how you strengthen it, is through developing this keshe with Hashem through this Avas Hashem. And you weaken this bond by thinking about everything else except Hashem. That's the Rambam. So we see that's the whole essence of Tefillah. Tefillah is I'm thinking about Hashem. He says, when you take your mind off Hashem, you're just not with him. And when you put your mind back on him, you're with him. Because that question we have just ends. You unplug your computer, the computer just doesn't work. It's a good computer, and it's a wonderful computer. It can be the most expensive computer in the world. When you put out the plug, you're menutak. When you plug it back in again, you're connected. That's the idea, and that's the yisur of tefillah. The yisur of tefillah is to da lifnei ha'oimed. Remember who you're standing in front of. Okay, let's take this a little bit further. That's kind of summarizing briefly what we did last week. And if you are Dreykas Bapoila Kodesh Baruch Hu Kashem Chavad Machshavoyis Alav Yisparach. If you want Hashem in your life, you have to think about it. You think about Hashem all the time. You're thinking about Hashem. Yeah, you think about him there. By the way, when you're eating Michael Tzarech, he says it's a nituk. It could also be a chibul when a person's thinking about Michael Tzarech and he's relating that to Hashem and he's thanking Hashem for the food and he's enjoying the food because Hashem gave him the food and he's enjoying the way it looks and the way it tastes and he's relating that back to the Chesed Hashem. Then the Michael Tzarech is also Dveikus in Hashem. There's a girl. It's not a stira. The person goes to work and he understands why he's going to work and he's asking Hashem to help him to be honest and to make a good panos and whatever. Zagam, Zagam, Zagam. Avodas Hashem, he's thinking about Hashem. But essentially, a person can be in the middle of what's called Avodas Hashem, in the middle of Tefillah, and he can be Menutak Lagamre because I'm thinking about Hashem. A person while he's eating can be thinking about Hashem. He should be thinking about Hashem. A person in the middle of davening or benching, he could be Menutak Lagamre. It's not told on what you're doing, it's what you're thinking. When you're doing what you're doing, there's important you thought that. Rimkain loshen tefillah, huit bateh beyoyseis mechutzoi shel tefillah, betachlisoi bederech klal. If, based on what we just said, it comes out that the loshen of tefillah, this thing called pilul, v'yipalel, v'yitpalel, that word expresses more than anything, the etzim essence of what tefillah and what the purpose of tefillah is all about, generally, obviously. Because we've seen there's many details, but generally. The kol chelka tefillah ikrim rak lagir le'inyan hanifla, hanafla, sorry, le'inyan hanifla hazeh, shel dveikus b'kodesh baruch hu. Because all the tefillahs, everything we've seen in tefillah, you can say, what's the common thread running through everything we've learned up to now? I'm trying to get to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm trying to be dovakim a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shegam kasher Adam yodayu maki b'metzius Hashem. Even when a person knows and he recognizes the metzius of Hashem. Shegam yadi atzmo hi midag v'dveikus. That knowledge is also a level of dveikus. You went through Shara Bechina and you recognize the metzius of Hashem. You understand. Oh, and he understands, yes, poor Hashem. As that's also a darga of dveikus. Just knowing there's a shame, the etzim imunah is a kvar dveikus. Aval adayin ein zu dveikus murgeshes bepoel. But that dveikus hasn't come into the emotional world. It's not, you're not living real with it. It's knowledge. We have the knowledge. We know that it's there. And it's a dargah of dveikus, no question. But it's still not that real apprehension of that. Only when you stand up and you're talking to Hashem, and you're concentrating on who you're talking to and what you're saying, and you're busy having a conversation with him. Then you're having a proper moment of dveikus. And boy, that's very difficult, by the way. We know that. But I don't need to introduce you to the fact that it's very difficult to be thinking about Hashem when you're talking to Hashem. It sounds crazy. You go to Mars and you tell the Martians on the march there, you know, we have a problem when we talk to our God, we have a hard time thinking about him. You know, they think you're nuts. And they'd be right, because we are crazy. But that's the we can go through an entire Shemona Esrei and not be in the room. Totally menutak. We know how hard that is. It's very difficult. About every moment that you are doing it, that's proper dveikus. You're connecting to the infinite. So let's not focus on what we're not doing. Let's focus on the little things we do manage to do and grow those. Ve'inei la'alocha, nityachet ha'bazeh tfilas yudchet, da'vi ko'imed lifnei ha'melech. La'alocha, this concept of tfilas yudches, what we call the Shmoneh Esrei, Amida, is established as ko'imed lifnei ha'melech. Ko'imed lifnei ha'melech. I'm going to give a model to explain what he means here. You have to pay attention how this is poshut. That doesn't sound very poshut at all. You have to go spend 20 years in a cave somewhere meditating to get to them. He says, no, it's dvorim pshutim. That's reality. He gives a marshal because we don't get it. Marshal Adam. He's got a mask. He's got a scarf tied around his eyes. And he don't see nothing. He can't see anything around him. You take him from place to place. Now you're over here. Now you're over here. And you take, he can't see anything. They've got this museum in Tel Aviv. It's called the Blind Museum. And if you've ever been there, I've heard about it. I've never been there. take into this pitch black dark room with Mamash Choshech Mitzrayim, and you get to feel what it's like to be blind. And they show you around, they take you around, you get a sense for however long you're in there for. I don't know, I would last about 2 minutes and I would go nuts. But you know, if you're claustrophobic, it's not a nice deal. You go in there and you get a sense of what it feels like. So that's what they did to this guy. They're taking this, okay, now you're in your dining room, now you're in the kitchen, now you're in the bathroom, now you're outside, you're at the canyon, whatever. Sorry, we're gonna get up to, where's this marshal again? Oh, yeah, we are, sorry. It's not that emotionally arousing. It's not that exciting. You take the gun, you tell him, you. It's not like when you're playing kids, the kids are playing a game, they close their eyes and they pretend they're on the moon or they pretend they're somewhere else. That when the kids play those games, you know, we sometimes do it as well. You know, we play these fantasy games or whatever. You know, you buy a lottery ticket and you spend the whole week spending the money until you don't win the lottery. You know, it's like, okay. We do stuff like that. You know, it's about geschmack. You buy a lottery ticket for a dollar and you have so much entertainment from that dollar. It's geschmack, you know, and, you know, whatever. But if you've ever done that, whatever. So the first time I went to America, they had this Powerball thing. You know what I'm talking about? This Powerball, you know, like $10 billion or whatever. You know, I was like, well, I got to win this, man. So David and I, we bought a ticket. It cost you a dollar. You buy a ticket and you know, what's your job? That's it. You won the $80 million or whatever. So you spend the whole week spending it. You spend it like this. We go, no, you can't give it to them. You have to give it then. If there's, like, well, how are you going to get around the taxes? And you know, it's like, oh, moment for $1. It's so much entertainment. It's so cool in Indian, yeah? But that's mamash real. That's geschmack. But what we're talking about here is not like that. This guy that's walking around, it's not hergish. It's not emotion. He's not connected to it. Sometimes he's here and sometimes he's there. There's no emotional involvement in there at all. He just knows that sometimes he's here and they drag him to there. Now he's there. If you'll tell him, and now you're standing in front of the king, why are you telling him he's Omid Lifnei HaMelech? Because now he'll medamien. Now he'll medamien. Wow, standing in front of the Melech. Ma'az Yomer. And he'll start activating his demon. I'm standing in front of the Melech. It's not just that. Elehi Metzias Gemura Shebe'emes Nimtzesha. You're not telling him to Omid Lifnei HaMelech and he's not standing in front of the Melech because you want him to get him excited about standing in front of the Melech, but he's not really in front of the Melech. He's not really going to win the lottery. No, the Metzias is that he's standing in front of the Melech. The B'shash Lifnei HaMelech HaReish HaMetzias Hu Kach Lo Rak Machmas Yidote V'Agoshosek Elet Nipnei SheKach Hi HaEmes. When he's standing in front of the king, the subtle one, this, it's not because he has the knowledge and the emotional arousal that he's standing in front of the Melech. It's because the Metzias says he's standing in front of the Melech. Shekan, who nimtza? I'm standing in front of the Melech. You know why? Because the Melech's here and I'm standing in front of the Melech. It's more than just the intellectual and emotional recognition of I'm standing in front of the Melech. You're actually standing in front of the Melech. Shekan nimtza Melech and the Melech's here. Umash ein of kshurois, ein uroyes. The fact that his blindfolded eyes don't see it. That doesn't change reality at all. Because you can't see the Melech doesn't go away. This is not the ostrich game. The Melech, you're sitting on a chair. I can't see the chair. That means I'm not sitting on a chair. No, you're sitting on a chair. The Metzias says in the chair, yeah, whether you can see it or not. And you ask something from the Melech now, when you're talking to the Melech, he's there. He's listening to you and he's hearing what you're saying, whether you know that he's there or not. Oh, they are Metziut. הרי כן שואלים בלפני המלך, ובמציא את המלך שומע אותו, ירחם עליו וימוצי לא מבקר שעושה. ואם חס וחלילה ייגק, או ייפעק, או שירוק על הרצפו, יהיה זה ווינד, או יספץ על הפלור, whatever. הרי עוד קודם שיספיק לנצל, ואם לא ידעתי ולא הרגשתי, I'm really sorry, I didn't know you were standing there, sorry. את עוצמס המיימד, ואיץ מולך חומה אחד, המשעתים וכינה למלכה ויועידס רשי. We're standing in front of the melech blindfolded. Yeah, and he spits on the floor whatever in front of the melech. One of the guards will give him such a clap, he'll give him such a whack. But I'm very sorry, I didn't know you were standing. What do you mean? You know you're standing in front of the melech, so what, you can't see me? You have to behave yourself. A new layer on the onion, this. That's tefillah. Kasher yudi oimed betefillah harei b'metzius nishtana mekoymai. Well, when a person gets up to daven, where he's thinking about it, where he's not thinking about it, the metzius is that he's standing in front of Hashem. Ein ze rak inyan shel hagoshes aleiv, ela kach hi metzius. It's not something you have to feel and getting connected with. We don't mind even if you have none of that. The metzius is you're standing in front of Hashem. They are metziut. The same as the metziut is you're sitting in a chair right now and you've got a screen in front of you. They are metziut. Whether you think about it, feel it, the metziut is yeah. Okay, so what do we do with that now? That's nice. Imed lifnei ha-melech. Da lifnei ha-tamod. Fine. I know that I'm standing in front of Hashem. They are metziut. It hasn't actually activated my seichel yet. It hasn't changed my emotional equilibrium yet. About I'm with you this, I'm standing in front of the king. But him such a dveika zu she dovek ba kodesh boch el der tfile, yesh bese shnei ofonim. Let's see what he does with this, because right now there's nothing I can do with this other than, yeah, I know that I'm in front of Hashem, I know that all the time. I was elom ashtane klum. It just doesn't move me, because until it becomes internalized and until I start living with it and feeling it real, it's almost like it's not really that worthwhile. Just to use the same idea, I don't know if it's a valid model, but in avoidance of midas. Yeah, a person knows intellectually that not good to be gaivadik or anger or whatever. Yeah, but he still gets angry. How would he stop getting angry from knowing that he's angry? He would have to internalize it and live with it and become real with it. Yeah, I haven't got that yet. I just know I'm standing in front of the king. That's the matthias. That's the reality. Whether I know it or not, they are matthiut. So what do you do with that? How do you, ma'ol simim ze? So that's hopefully what he's going to explain. So there's these two aspects of tefillah. The first one is I'm talking to Hashem. When I'm talking to Hashem, I'm thinking about Hashem, that automatically leads to dveikus. The other one is when I'm davening Shmoneh Esrei, Be'ikah, because that's the Ikah Dveikus, Moshe Nifzak v'Shulchan Aruch, because Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, because that's Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, that's the Ikah Dveikus. You don't get a greater Dveikus than Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Whereas it, Chesed Noira U'metanam Yekodesh Baruch Hu. It's an unbelievable Chesed. The boy Oilam lets you stand in front of him three times a day and talk to him. Yeah, you're trying to get a meeting with never mind the prime minister, trying to get a meeting with a, you know, with any Chevre Knesset. Trying to get a meeting with a Rosh Ir. You'll have to wait in line. You don't get an appointment whenever you want. You can't just walk in there whenever you want. Because Bahu lets you three times a day come into his office and stand in front of him and talk to him. There's a Chesed Naira. Shebeinim Omagish, Beinim Einu Magish. Whether you feel it or not, it's important you thought this. Whether you feel it or not, metziasu shekoyach ha-toyre toysoy v'amido lifnei kodesh boruch b'metzias. The koyach of the Torah, you're a yid, you got the Torah, the metzias is, it grabs hold of you and it brings you to a kodesh boruch's presence and you're standing in front of Hashem, a poil. You feel it, you don't feel it, doesn't make any difference. The same as the blind guy, he doesn't feel that he's standing in front of the melech, but he's standing in front of the melech. Vinei, in the veira tzadik, v'akodosh, oimer adayin b'psukah de zimra. He's got a friend who's a tzaddik in a kodesh, and he's holding in Kiddush Zimra. Umchiven behem kavonas atzumos v'rei atzmos she'omed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dveikus v'kiev atzumim. And he's got enormous kavon, and he's mamash, he sees himself, and he's using his dimyan, and he's standing mamash in front of Hashem with dveikus and kirva. Kamosh be'a Rambam, like we saw from the Rambam before. V'ilo emed b'shmona esrei, u'machshavoisav mushtu totois, v'einu magis klum. And if he would stand up for Shmona Esrei, and his thoughts would be completely blurry, he wouldn't be feeling anything. The guy that's saying the Pesukim Zimra with Dveikus and cleaving Nachonim, there is an aspect of Kirva Lelokim, for somebody who's mamash Dovuk Belev. But there's something else here. There's the Etzem Metzias that you happen to be very close to Hashem. It's such a chiddush. You have to hear this. I mean, we don't believe what he's saying here. You got two people. One of them loves Pesukei Zimra, and he's saying Pesukei Zimra mamash with his livers and with dveikus and mamash. You have to go to Sfardi shuls to see that. You don't see that too much in our shuls. You go down by the Sfardi, you see mamash has a dveikus and a cleavis and dneiras. They're beautiful with a nigun and is a mamash yafeh. And there's another guy who stands up to Davin Shmoneh Esrei, and in his Davin Shmoneh Esrei, he's whatever, he's like all of us, you know, his thoughts are a bit muddled, and he'll look up there. Who's closer to Hashem? You tell me, the guy who's, you know, dancing his way through Pesukei Zimra. No, the loch is when you get up to Shmoneh Esrei, ato oimed lifnei Hashem, whether you like it or not, whether you feel it or not, ato oimed lifnei Melech. I find there's an aspect of dveikus. We're not belittling the Pesukei Zimra of the tzaddik. For sure, there's a unique dveikus halev there. For sure, one should achieve that. But when you oimed lifnei Hashem in tefillah, the loch is ata oimed lifnei Hashem. That's the mitziyut. That's something worth thinking about. Because we feel. I didn't really get. I didn't really feel I was in front of Hashem. I was oimed lifnei Hashem. Not oimed Hashem. I didn't really feel anything. I wasn't real with it. Ani lo magish et zeh. You come away from Shmoneh Esrei thinking, what did I do? It was a waste of time. Because anyway, I wasn't even there. My head was in all other places. Whatever. It was a lo nachon. Is it nachon that your level of tefillah has to go up in terms of the hilchos tefillah? You need work to do. No one's saying not. But in terms of the dveikus, ani oimed lifnei Hamelech. Ani oimed lifnei Hamelech. But siyut, nifla, it's important to machazak that. And oimed, when you get up to Davin Shmoneh Esrei, just think in your head, and oimed lifnei Hamelech. I don't feel it. So what? You don't feel it, so it goes away? Just because you don't feel that Hashem's standing in front of you, Hashem says, you don't feel that I'm here, I'm leaving. No, Paul. When you go to Mizrat HaPrim and you're talking to the pekid there behind the counter, she's not listening to you. So that means she's not in the room? You're not talking to her, so she's not listening. But said, I've all she's here. I said, it's the youth. So I made lifnei Hamelech. It's nifla v'noira. Now, let's take it one further step. We've got a few minutes. Let's go one more step here. Not because I want to forget what we've just learned, because if you learn nothing else in the whole Vadim we've learned here, the Sefer, and Yisod HaZeh Ma'od Ma'od Chashuv. When you get up to Davin Shmoneh Esrei, and I made lifnei Hamelech, whether I'm feeling it or not, when you're able to a melech, it's a machshov a person has to take with him as he goes through davening. We know. The hargish is that tzarich limuna. To feel this, to be real with this, which needs imuna. And that's where the work starts, because that's tzarich be'munos chiyichia. That's the ma'amit chabo chabokuk o ma'amil alachas. Tzarich be'munos chiyichia. That's a lifetime's work, this thing called imuna. Uko ma'amos la niske li il. When this blind guy is being led around by his madrich and he's taking him around, he has to have imuna that he's really in the bathroom, and he's really in the kitchen, and he's really in the train station. He can't see. So he believes the guy that's taking him around is telling him, oh, you're now, you're there. Well, there's to be more with that. Our five senses don't and can't apprehend the change of environment that I'm in. When I get up to Shabbatam and Shemoneh Esrei, I'm stepping into another environment, I'm in another world. But the five senses can't grasp that. If you're trying to grasp that with your five senses, you're not going to get it. But which of your five senses are you going to use to feel Hashem? Open your eyes, you look, he's not there. You're listening, he ain't there. You feel him, you taste him, you smell him. It's the law, it's the law. When we talk about Oymed Lifnei Hashem, yes, abe kashas and abe questions and abe lomdas and the ganz the sugya there. Ukagon, Rabbi Malakaroyt's kvoida. Rabbi Kahana, what do you mean I'm standing in front of Hashem? Malakaroyt's kvoida. I'm always in front of Hashem. Hashem's always here. Ze mafriya et ha Oymed Lifnei Hamalkum. Here comes an imuna. Whatever the Nevi'im say is emes. Just because my seichel can't grasp it, doesn't change reality one little bit. Just because I don't understand it. That's the Matthias. Nevi'im said, you don't understand it. So what? It's good you don't understand it. You're not supposed to understand everything the Nevi'im said, because otherwise you'd be a Navi. If your child understood everything that you did, then you'd be a child. If I could understand everything the Nevi'im did and said, then they would be a child. They would be like me. I want a Navi who's a bit bigger than me. So I don't understand it. But it doesn't change reality one bit. Ukva amru chazal var Hashem ze alocha. We don't understand. We understand what we do understand, but we know there's levels and levels of depth to halacha. We don't understand because they're Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't whether you understand why you can't light a match on Shabbos or not. Matthias says that's called Kiddush Shabbos. Why? Because that's the Dvar Hashem. And if the halacha psukoi is that in Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei ata koimed lifnei ha-melech, ata koimed lifnei ha-melech, you get it, you understand it, your five senses can grasp, but no. If that's what's plaskened in the Shulchan Aruch, if that's the halacha, and the halacha comes from Chazal, and the Chazal comes from Torah, and it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu Ha-Sinai, whether I understand it or not. And the five senses aren't the tools to use to grasp it. That's a good place to stop, I think, even though there's only one more line left on the page. Well, that's a good place, I think, to stop and think about. The two things, Ma'od Khashuv. I'm standing in front of a chef. That's with this, that we have to build that imuna. With such many, all the questions and the kashas about ma ve'ech, I'm happy to go into the Beis Midrash and we learn the sugya. But when I'm oimid lifnei ha-melech in Shmoneh Esrei, to develop that imunah shani oimid lifnei Hashem, say amitzias, whether I'm getting it or not, the fact that you don't feel it doesn't detract from the reality, because we use it to detract from the reality. If you avoid it to believe, and it means if you're not feeling it, well, then you're not there. And because of all, avoid it to believe doesn't mean the heart; it means something else. And if you're not feeling it, it doesn't change the Metzias one little bit. Whether you feel it or not, and with that, you can go forward. You see, what we do is we say, yeah, I'm Oymed Lifnei Hashem. I finished Monday, so I didn't feel for 1 second I was Oymed Lifnei Hashem. So then I just don't bother anymore because I don't know how to get to feel that I'm Oymed Lifnei Hashem. On Kippur, you go to the Pesel, you have like sparks of a feeling of that ani oimed lifnei Hashem. But that klal, when you're davening there in the Beit Knesset or whatever, ani lo magish etze. So I don't put any effort into it because I just don't get it. What he's given here is a mafteach, is a key. It doesn't matter whether you feel it or not. It's the amitziyut. It means I can start working on the imunah that I'm oimed lifnei Hashem because ani oimed lifnei Hashem. It's not that if you don't feel it, you're not Omer Lifnei Hashem. No, you're Omer Lifnei Hashem whether you get it or not. Now you've got a stepping stone on which to grow and develop the emunah of the subject. It's a key godel that he gave us here. Mamash Nifle V'Noira. And it's all Shmoneh Esrei. It's all Shmoneh Esrei, Shabbos, all of them. Omer Lifnei Hashem. Worth thinking about, I guess. Have a wonderful Erev Shabbos. We'll see you all next week, Bezrat Hashem. Yebusudas Tovus.
Okay, Shpayach, good Shabbos. Thank you.
Good Shabbos. Kol Tov, Shalom, Shalom.